Barbara Kingsolver's poem, The Great Barrier, was published 2 months ago in a Time magazine special report called 2050, The Fight for Earth. The cathedral is burning. Absent flame or smoke, stained glass explodes in silence. Fractal scales of angel, damsel, rainbow, parrot. Charred beams of blackened coral lie in heaps on the sacred floor. White stones fallen from high places, spires collapsed, crushing sainted turtle and gargoyle octopus. Something there is in my kind that cannot love a reef, a tundra, a plain stone breast of desert ever quite enough. A tree, perhaps, once recomposed as splendid furniture. A forest after the whole of it is planed to posts and beams and raised to a heaven of earnest construction in the name of Our Lady. All Paris stood on the bridges to watch her burning, believing a thing, this old, this large and beautiful, must be holy and cannot be lost. And coral temples older than Charlemagne suffocate unattended, bleach and bleed from the eye, the centered heart. Lord of leaves and fishes, lead me across this great divide. Teach me how to love the sacred places, not as one devotes to one who made me in his image and is bound to love me back. I mean as a body loves its microbial skin, the worm its nape of loam, all secret otherness forgiven. Our second reading is the lead on a Miami Herald news story in 2010 about the rise of evangelical church interest in climate change issues. Evangelical pastor Ken Wilson's environmental conversion began a few years ago with goosebumps, watery eyes, and an appeal for help. I heard Gus Spaeth, the dean of forestry at Yale, say to a group of religious leaders, "I used to think the top environmental problems facing the world were global warming, environmental degradation, and ecosystem collapse, and that we scientists could fix those problems with enough science," Wilson recalls. "But I was wrong. The real problem is not those three items, but greed, selfishness, and apathy. And for all that, we need a spiritual and cultural transformation, and we scientists don't know how to do that. We need your help."